Now on RadioVegas.rocks, it's time for the Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie History of Comedy Show. They know a lot because they were there to live it. Now, give it up for your hosts of the show that is making history, Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie.
I'm a freak of nature, and I need my nature freak. I'm a freak of nature, and I need my nature freak. So if you are a nature freak, come sit up on my beak. If you are a nature freak, come sit up on my beak. He's a freak of nature, and we love his little beak. He's a freak of nature, and we love his little beak. I'm a freak of nature, and I need my nature freak. I'm a freak of nature, and I need my nature freak. If you are a nature freak, come sit up on my beak.
Whoa, do you see the moon out there this evening? It is something else. It's a smiley moon out there we got tonight. It's a comic's dream. The moon's out there smiling big time. It takes me back to a dream I had some years ago, about 20 years ago, 96. I had a dream that me and my old man were sitting on a crescent moon, and we were laughing at each other, and I knew something was up, so I moved back east after 23 years in Las Vegas, and that following April 1st, my pops dropped dead. He hadn't been a sick day in his life, and he was the greatest comic I ever knew, and when Drew Carey saw my old man's picture, he copied his persona, and that's all at www.OscarandBernie.com, so go check that out over there. See some comedy history in the past. Anyways, it's great to be back here with our producer, Jay Bird, over here at RadioVegas.rocks. It's our 14th show that we've done. I wanted to get 13 shows in the can. We're going to go out and sell the show, see if we can get some sponsors here lined up. I'm going to be taking a little hiatus during tax season because I'm also an accountant. You can check us out at a tax service and more over at 3140 South Durango. Our number is 702-240-8090. Again, 702-240-8090. You can just walk in between pretty much 10 to 5. First hour, I like to get situated in my office. I usually don't take appointments until 10 and they're on. And if it's after 5, that's okay too. If you call us, you can set up an appointment. Come on by. I do a lot of people in show businesses, taxes, been preparing since 1975 here in town, and it's been a wonderful relationship with my clients and myself over the years. Anyways, we're going to be playing some comedy tonight for you guys. We're going to be talking comedy, as we always do. I hope I'm kind of inspirational to those young people out there, that, and even the oldsters that might always thought that they were funny because their friends would laugh at what they would say, and the idea is to get your friends to laugh and get strangers to laugh and get strangers to laugh for money is what we strive to do here in the show biz of the comedy business. So anyways, I want to give a shout out to some people here that helped sponsor the show. Pete's Wheatgrass, Dick Talks over there. Pete's Wheatgrass is on the web. You can check them out. They're also at the Las Vegas Athletic Clubs. You can get the product over there. Wheatgrass is the most oxygenated liquid that you can drink. You can get it at Whole Foods. Their phone number is 702-204-9091. Again, 702-204-9091. That's Dick Talks over there at Pete's Wheatgrass. And the Dickster's done comedy. We've interviewed him a couple of times. He was actually worked as Doug Stanhope's opening act. They worked out on the road together for a while. So it's grown local. It's fresh. That's Pete's Wheatgrass. Check them out. They've been a great sponsor. And I want to thank my friend Ernest Daskalou over at Amnesia Salon. And at Amnesia Salon, you walk in there looking, you know, kind of maybe under the weather, but when you come out of there, forget about it. Amnesia Salon, they get you looking like $100. And they're at 6462 Losey Road. They're in North Las Vegas. They're open 9 to 7 during the weekdays. They're open Sunday too. Contact Ernie over at 702-227-3322. That's Amnesia Salon. Okay, what we're going to talk about here now is that around town there's a lot of open mics. And I was pulling some stuff off the internet today, checking it out, and there's some nice things going on around town. On Monday nights, you got over there at Alex's place, the Dive Bar. If you're new to comedy and you walk in there and say, hey, I'm new here, I've never seen the show before, and Alex will set you up with the free Tall Boy PBR. So go check them out on Monday nights. Tuesday nights, they got a new one over here, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong. Elifino. Elifino, how to say it. Thanks, Jay. That works out good. They got a picture of an elephant there, and I'm trying to figure out how do I put an elephant and a rhino together and say that to say, Elifino? That's funny. All right, they did a good job, and that's our buddy Frank over there. Frank Aviza, is that how you pronounce his name, Aviza? He's over there, and Paul Arnold, they got sign-ups at 8:30, and it looks like their show says, bring your guitar and come on down. No karaoke, no recorded tracks. They got a good guy over there, Victor Hernandez. He's going to be showing up and performing over there. They're at 3246 East Desert Inn, and that's tonight at 9:30. And Alex, or Victor, I should say, on Monday nights, he does the Alibi Comedy Open Mic at the Hard Hat Lounge. And they sign up at 9:30. Show starts at 10:30. They got drink specials over there. And Victor throws out a topic that the guys do comedy on. It's a little improvish in that way. Gets you thinking on your feet. There is 1675 Industrial Road. Victor, a real good guy. He's helps people out, man. I've seen him even help guys find work here in town. Besides comedy work, actual day jobs. So go on over there and check him out. And that's also on Monday nights, like Alex's gig is over there at the old hole-in-the-wall place, the dive bar. So then on Wednesday nights, we got Naked City with Bobby Massey. And Bobby's worked with the show, the rock and comedy show that Jay's the star of and been doing for many years. And they have the comedy over at the Naked City Pizza. They're over there on Wednesday nights. I like going into that room. It's a nice, small, intimate crowd. You feel like you're standing in your living room, so they don't mind if you fart and scratch your nuts. So anyways, then coming up over here, they got the L.A. Comedy Club Presents at Champagne's at 3557 Maryland Parkway. Now, this sounds pretty neat. It's at Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock also. They give you $25 cash and a guest spot at the L.A. Comedy Club. So Scratch runs that, and Scratch and I actually did Jay's show a few years ago. I think I just saw something like that on his Facebook memories things that you can share. And then also another fellow that produces shows around town. I've seen his shows. He gets nice crowds. And I guess some great comics over there. In fact, I saw Murray Langston over there and shared a story with him about how back in the 70s, myself and my aunt brother auditioned for the original Gong Show down in L.A. And a week later, there was Rip Taylor doing our material on Norm Crosby's Comedy Store. And it was a bit the Polish unknown comic. So Murray enjoyed that story, him being the unknown comic all these years. And Jack Slammy had him. And the Laughter After Hours is the name of the shows that he produces. John Gilligan's going to be over there. He's a good friend of Jay's show, and that's on Wednesday evenings, I believe that was. And let me see if I get some information on here. Well, anyways, what you do is you go check out Jack Slammy on Facebook. He posts his shows over there. They got book comics over there. These guys are getting paid. Support live comedy. Tickets are $10. Sunday evenings at the East String, you got Boomers with Donnie Johnson on the west side of town, right off of Valley View and Cirrus. Been over there. They got drink specials there. You get PBRs at a good price. And they also have Devin Sheffield over there at the East Ring, which had been running for a few years now anyways. They've been doing comedy over there on Sunday nights. So there's a lot going on around town. They got the World Series of Comedy showing up here that Joe Lowers does. They have that where you can get involved with that with their sub-satellites around town and actually all over the country. They got different comedy clubs all over. Go check out the World Series of Comedy, their website. Again, Champagne's Tuesday night. Thursday nights, over at the Legends, that's down on the Boulder Highway, 5866 Boulder Highway, over there. The sign-up's at 8, and the guy who wins first prize, they get a $25 bar tab. So get over there and do some comedy. What you're striving to do is do 5 minutes of clean stuff for national TV. Recently auditioned for America's Got Talent. They only wanted 90 seconds on stage. So you want to do stuff that's geared for television. And that's what Drew Carey did the first time he got on a Tonight Show and knocked it out of the park and has had a wonderful career ever since that. And hearing from people in Cleveland, and actually meeting his brother Roger previously. Nothing but nice things everybody says about Drew and the way he's handled his success. Okay, another shout out to Craig Parks. Used to do Coffee Tea or Me. Well, they're over at a place called Lacey's Lounge now at 1852 North Las Vegas Boulevard out there in North Las Vegas. And next to the old Palomino. I guess the Palomino's still there. So anyways, go out and check them out. And again, let's see. I see some paperwork over here again. We got jokes. Oh, John Hilder, Tuesday nights over there. We got jokes. And that is at the Planet Hollywood. And they get a nice lineup over there. They do every Tuesday evening. And go check out his show and support live comedy. Our producer's going to put on a little comedy bit here. And then when we come back, we'll talk more comedy. Boop, 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 boop. Swanee, how I love ya.
Well, Pally, it looks like our girls have dumped us.
Looks like they dumped us, Dean.
Is there anything you'd like to say to them, Pally?
There sure is, Dino. Baby, blow me.
A kiss as you're leaving.
Blow me.
Oh, a kiss right now.
'Cause if you're gonna leave me, honey, I will surely miss the way you blow me.
Blow me a kiss.
Whoa.
Come on and blow me. Whoa.
A kiss like you mean it.
Blow me.
A kiss goodbye.
I really can't remember anything as hard as this. So
blow me a kiss. Wow!
Some things in life are hard to swallow.
I guess she couldn't take it all, Dean.
She couldn't handle everything.
Wow, who could? But if she comes back tomorrow, I'll be shooting my wad on flowers in the ring. Honey, blow me.
Whoa, a kiss as you're leaving, baby.
Blow me.
Whoa, a kiss as you go.
And always think about me as you're going down
your list.
Baby, blow me.
Blow me a kiss. I'll miss her arms and her elbows.
Wow, there's some nice ones.
I'll miss her legs so tall.
She's got some long legs, Dean. Wow.
I'll miss her neck and her shoulders.
But I'll miss her head most of all. What a baby! Baby, blow me.
Whoa, a kiss as you're leaving, baby.
Blow me.
Whoa, a kiss as you go. Y'all wanna come home, honey? That's okay.
Just grab a hold of this. And baby, blow me. Baby, won't you blow me? Blow me a kiss. Wow. Wow, shove it, baby. Oh,
hi. That is Bob Kevin and Tom Griswold doing Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Hey, lady! Blow me. Well, as Bernie would say, hey, Oscar, I fly above you and you below me. So anyways, yeah, we're talking comedy over here tonight. That's very funny, those guys. Now, they're an impressionist team, I take it, huh? Oh, the radio guys that did that. Well, fantastic. Funny stuff. That was really, really good. Years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Roger and Roger. And when my partner and I started in 78 doing the Ain't Brothers, the producers got me laughing over here. So anyways, because now they're dead. And our act is dead. But Roger and Roger, they were fantastic. They opened for Diana Ross here in town, and they did a great Archie and Edith Bunker. And if you had a chance to watch this show, Make Me Laugh, they were on there too. And some of the old comics, they know who I'm talking about, those guys. So anyways, what we want to really mention to you is that, is the price still on? Is that still a deal over there for these guys? Can we mention that? All right, cool, because I'm wearing gangster headphones, and I appreciate the fact that I got a really nice, cool pair of them. And right now, you can go visit them at gangsteraudio.com and enter in the code. It looks like we can still use the code ROCKLV. And is there a slash after it? Does that need to be mentioned?
No.
Okay. It was just some doodling on the side. And enter the hieroglyphics after you put in ROCKLV. So anyways, that's what you want to do. You want to go to Gangster Headphones. Check them out. They got a special price, I guess, going on over there for under $80. And these things are sweet. They're really nice. I'm happy that I got them on my head. It keeps me informed of what the producer is up to. Now, I also want to mention a fellow that's sponsors the show here in the past. And like I say, we're going to take a little hiatus, about 13 weeks, and come back after April 18th and be ready to do the show. We're going to attack and adjust, do a couple different things, different to make things be a little more interesting for our audience. I'm actually going to learn from what we've done over these last 14 shows. I want to take a look at everything and see what we can do to make the show better and stay on topic with what we're talking about, which is helping people get up on stage and write comedy and check out the open mics. There is an open mic app out there that you can hook up to, and it shows you different open mics around the country. And if you are really desiring to do stage time, and once you get your feet wet, if you can get a job like working for one of the airline companies, you can fly all over the country pretty much dirt cheap and be able to check out what's going on in other cities and get up there and perform. If you've never been to Boston, let the Boston comics see what you're doing once you get your 20 minutes tight, because you need 20 to 30 minutes to be a feature act. The opening acts and guys that do emceeing up front, they're usually local guys in whatever town it is, and then the comics are touring. The opening act usually does no more than 10, 15 minutes tops, and that's what you want to strive for when you're first starting out. And like I say, if you can do clean material, that's better, because once you develop an act, if you can work clean in front of corporate gigs, it opens up a whole new stream of income besides working, like I have most of my life, burlesque clubs and working deals like that. So anyways, my good buddy, I want to mention over here, Mike Hallop at Century 21 Solutions. He's helped sponsor the show. And if you need a good realtor who's honest and hardworking, he'll give you a free analysis. Get a hold of Michael Hallop at Century 21 Solutions, 702-533-4238. Again, that's 702-533-4238. And get a hold of Michael Hallop over at Century 21 Solutions. He did handle some real estate for people I know here in town, and they said they were really happy with what he did. Also, we want to mention, I'm from the Rockin' Comedy Show. Our producer, Jay Bird, told me to mention Defending the Caveman. Runs the 10th to the 14th. They got a Valentine's Day special. That's Defending the Caveman. Valentine's Day special, the 10th to the 14th. Use code VD69. I guess if you got VD69, that's what you use as your code over there. VD69. You're not going to forget that, not with a code like that. And it's for RadioVegas.rocks. You get two tickets and a bottle of champagne for under $70 for the low, low price of $69.69. You're not going to forget that. And the address is 2 for $69. No, I'm only kidding there. But you use the code VD69 over there for Defending the Caveman, and the two of you get in there at the bottle of champagne under $70. And guys, it's a good first date. You know what I mean? If you're just starting to date a lady, take them to a comedy show, a live comedy show. That way, I should go to this show with my wife. If I'm lucky, we'll be up at the cabin. I suppose the 14th. When is that? Is that the middle of the week? Usually.
No, it's like Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, okay, like a Monday or a Tuesday. But it runs then from the 10th to the 14th, so the 10th is probably a Friday evening. It's probably a weekend deal that they're doing for you over there. And anywhere from the 10th to the 14th, two tickets. You get a bottle of champagne for $69.69. And such a deal, because you're supporting live comedy here in town. It's a great show. And all around town, we got great comedy going on here. There's a lot going on. Brad Garrett's got his room over there at the MGM. You got the Improv at Harris. And the Venetian's got a room going on now, I saw also. You can check out the Neon on Fridays. It comes with the Review Journal. And that's always a place to go. They even list the things that are free that you can even take the kids to around town. If there's any school teachers out there that would like me to bring Bernie by to their class, I've done a memorization technique a program. Did it not too long ago in October at the Elks Club here in Charleston for our past president of SAG-AFTRA. I was asked to go over there by her, Barbara Graham, and get up and perform for the kids. And it's always fun getting up there and teaching them a few techniques, and Bernie just having fun with the gang. That's what it's all about. I've been fortunate enough. Luke Perry's wife had me come to their school on a reading week that they had here in town, and being able to put back a little bit to the community. Michael Parisi, some years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago it was, I went to his daughter's class, and it was a lot of fun teaching the kids. And asking them what they want to be when they grow up and encouraging them that they can do anything they want to do in life. And that's the same thing with those people out there that are listening to this show. If you take risk in life, you'll find out how special you are. I've been very fortunate in my life to have been mentored by some great people from the get-go. I had a relationship with George Carlin from going to college back in 72 when he performed at our college, and it was fantastic. Seeing how he got out there and worked the crowd, and that was an inspiration. And then when I moved to Las Vegas, I saw Freddie Prinze work at Caesar's Palace for that New Year's Eve when he opened for Shirley MacLaine. And to be able to watch somebody like that work, it was just so inspirational to me because I was always a class clown, and my dad was a traveling salesman, and he'd come home from being on the road and tell me jokes. And when I was a kid, in the summertime, he always took me on the road with him. And it was a pretty neat experience looking back over my life, being able to do what I did. And I'm probably not ever really pushed myself to be like a big road comic, because the old man had me on the road at 16 selling paint and paintbrushes and the such. And by the time I moved out to Vegas at 19 and a half years old, I already logged 250,000 miles in two different cars that I went through. And spent a lot of time in hotel rooms and stuff. It would be fun to get out there and work, though, for a while, you know, if you had a buddy you liked working with, the way Doug Stanhope and Dickie Peterson had worked together in the past. That would be fun to travel like that for a while. But at 63 years old, I got to be honest with you, coming over here and being able to talk to you on the radio has been really a great experience for myself, interviewing the people that we've had over here, Smiley Joe Wiley and Steve McAnally, Don Dino, and my buddy James Ernest Blocky, who I did the Ain't Brother Act with back in the 70s, all the different people that I've had a chance to talk to over here and share this, it's been a lot of fun. And like I say, we're going to figure out exactly the best way to reach our audience and give you guys the best information that we can on doing comedy and getting up and not being afraid to do so. Because what you want to do, most guys start out with something biographical about themselves, you know, and do a twist on it, because it's always the unexpected that people aren't expecting that makes them laugh, and what you're looking for. And get up there and strive for 4 to 6 laughs per minute. If you can get more, that's great. But as Lou DuPont said to me years ago, when I got up into comedy with him, with my aunt brother, over at the Rare and Bear Burlesque show, that used to be at the old Royal Casino on Convention Center Drive, Lou said, watch Chico and a Man or Sanford and Son. Those were live comedy shows at the time. And count how many laughs you're getting per minute. And in the beginning of the show, they're only getting 1 or 2. But then when they roll, it'll be as much as 7 or 8 or 9 laughs per a minute. But when you divide it by the 25 minutes that the show ran, it's going to average 4 to 6 laughs per minute. That is what is known as your timing on stage. And people get on stage, the other thing that you're searching for is your what they call your stage voice, your presence on stage. What is it that you are, not icon, but the image that you're presenting to the audience. Now, I've suggested to comics, and for everybody in actuality, to understand psychology, because as I say, in this circus of life, I juggle goofballs. I really do. I mean, I've gotten a little political over the years, and I keep that off of the show and stuff because especially through this last time we were going through a political season here. But on Facebook, I'm not afraid to let people know the way I feel because of my past history here in town of knowing so many people that I've known and the things that I've been told. So I've taken stands on some things that people say are controversial. And some people get upset, and then they want to attack you personally. Well, that's sad because that's just a reflection of themselves. And the idea is that in comedy, we're a pretty tight-knit fraternity. Most of us know everybody, and we all seem to work together to get people work. I've gotten guys work when I was at the Sapphire, and even back east there, too, as guys have gotten me work, that we are opposed politically with our viewpoints, but we've always been respectful of each other, and we've never gone to name-calling. Like, there's maybe two or three guys here in town that have gotten a little bit of stage time, and they think they're famous, so they're going to just jump on people and tell them how they think. And it's really neurotic behavior, if you understand anything about psychology. And getting back to the book that I want to tell every comic to read is Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins. Now, sure, he might seem a little bit like a snake oil salesman from what you've seen of this guy on TV and this and that and this and that. But believe me, after being married twice and all the psychology books I've read, two of the best are is A Man Thinketh, which is only about 80, 90 pages, and the other one is Unlimited Power. And it teaches you how to read people. You'll cut through the bullshit fast. And when I say read people, I mean when somebody's lying to you, you'll read that book and you'll see how you can read their facial expressions and know if they're telling you the truth. And for a comic, when you're on stage, you're going to want to be able to relate to people. Now, I've been reading Desi Arnaz's autobiography, and I'm really happy that a client of mine back in Ohio, one of my tax clients, gave me this autobiography of Desi, and it's autographed by him. I couldn't believe that she would give this book up to me. She's a teenager, but I've done her taxes for years. I handled the real estate for him when I was a real back in Ohio, a lovely couple. So anyways, reading his book, one of the things that he would do is he always made sure that he got everybody's name that he had worked for and around that, the staff and everything. So when he came back 6 months later to work a club, he could say, hi, Joe for Beats, and know that that was Joe for Beats. He wasn't going for Beats me, who the guy's name was, you know? So, I mean, there's things like that. This is a business. Treat it like a business. I mean, some people get really crazy. And the rest of the world sees how you talk to people, you know what I mean? And it's like, I let them have the last word because I don't need the last word. My stuff's paid for. I was very fortunate at 22 years old to buy 20 acres, 80 miles from Vegas. It's $50 down, $50 a month. So now, as an old fart comic at 63 years old, I go up there and I feed the chipmunks and the birds because that's what I enjoy doing. And I'm fortunate enough that friends gave me 4 mobile homes, paid to move them up on the property. Now, a couple of them I'm in the process of remodeling, but my carpenter buddies came up there and built a bar in it. And there are people that have come up there and partied with us. I'm very fortunate with friends like our producer, Jay Bird, who's thrown some parties up there, and it's been just phenomenal to have live music around a campfire in the middle of nowhere looking at the mountains. I mean, just a real high point of my life. And that has been a high point of my life. Not so much the dollars made, because I haven't gotten rich doing comedy, but I have made money doing comedy, but the friendships have been so valuable. You can't place a dollar amount on it. The fraternity within the comedy circuits. We all know each other. And the guys that know who I'm speaking to that have gotten work through their relationship with me, they know that, yeah, we've argued some about politics and on Facebook and stuff, but always been respectful. And the guys that weren't respectful, I don't expect to see them around as time goes on. It's just the way it seems to be. Nice guys finish first. I mean, that's what George Burns says, and I had the pleasure of meeting that man, and he gave me the time of out of his life, as old as he was even, to talk with me. And then to be sitting in front of him when he was on stage doing his time was just wonderful. Every time he glanced over and smiled in my direction. So the young comics out there, if this is what you desire to do, and you got a big, you're a big fan of somebody like I was, a George Carlin, go see him. A lot of comics I haven't seen over the years because because of the fact that I didn't want to be influenced by him. Now that I'm an older guy and I wrote my act and got it the way it is, I'm not afraid of that at this point. Because there are people out there, if you do something similar to another comic and we all think in the same vein, we're all trying to think funny, then right away those that want to attack you, they're going to say, oh, you stole this person's bit or that person's bit. Most of us know that that's not the case. We're all thinking along the same lines. There are stock jokes. If you go to my website, OscarandBernie.com, to my joke page over there, I got a ton of them. And if you're starting out, I suggest that you memorize two of them. Because if you're on stage for the first time, the second time, the tenth time, and you feel nervous and you start losing the audience, you're allowed to do a stock joke, get them laughing, and then direct them back to your original material. That's part of the business. That's the way it's been done from the beginning of time. Some of these people that tell you otherwise, right, right, right. Well, they're right in that respect. Keep writing all the time. But you're just starting out. Learn a couple stock jokes just to teach you how to memorize something and the cadence of the joke, because there's a music in comedy. There's a drum beat to it. And when you figure it out and you use it into your advantage, then you got your stage voice. Once you determine, once you find yourself comfortable with what you're doing up there, whether it's a Sam Kennison yelling at people, and Sam would go 2 minutes telling a great story. There are storytellers out there that tell a story, and then boom, they hit you with the punchline, and they'll go 2 minutes. And it's not the 4 to 6 laughs per minute technique that most of us are going by. But so there's an exception to the rule, you know. But the idea is that you get up there and you find yourself, whether you're doing Pee Wee Herman type stuff, he found his niche. That's what he did. For me, it was the bird. Now, people that have seen me work my stand-up, they go, you know, Oski, we prefer your stand-up over to the bird. Well, the bird's doing the stock stuff, but the bird caught the attention on national television. That's my gimmick, you know what I mean? Because it's a business. You know, I did the Ain't Brother bit, and we did impressions together just to get ripped off by people and see our material on national TV when we're 26 years old. I mean, that was 40 freaking years ago. You go down to L.A., and you think you got a shot at getting on national TV doing something as goofy as, hey, we're the Ain't Brothers because we ain't related. And then to start doing impressions together. And my work that I did with James Ernest Blackie, Oscar and Ernie We Were, is out there on YouTube. And I've got no qualms about my early work, my later work. I put everything up. We got over 100 videos out there. And there's a lot of comics that I taped over the years because of my video production company. I got their work up there too. Study those guys. See what they've done. See what they're trying to do on stage. Drew Carey is a great guy, but Paul Brown was funnier than Drew ever was. And if you go watch some of the early stuff that I got on Paul Brown, you'll see what I mean. And Drew was sleeping on Paul Brown's couch back in the late 70s or early 80s. I think it was 1980, because I did that show with George Carlin, and then Drew wanted to meet the kid from Cleveland, me, who was on TV with George Carlin. And like I say, he was a skinny kid with long blonde hair and wire-rimmed glasses. And after he saw that picture of my dad, he found his stage voice. He took on my old man's persona, the same glasses, the same haircut, and he even ran off and joined the Marine Corps Reserve. So I am Drew Carey's Forrest Gump. And like I say, I've met his brother before, Roger, and comics that want to badmouth somebody here in town, they can't control themselves. So they want to attack others. And all I can say is just keep finding the funny in life. Don't let others badmouth you. I've only seen two guys in 40 years make it big time out of this Vegas scene, and that was Drew Carey, and the other one was Doug Stanhope. Now, there's been a bunch of guys that have made good livings, making $100,000 a year, headliners, names you don't even know. But they're out there, and it's a great line of work. And here in Vegas is a place where a lot of guys starting out, but it's so competitive here, guys think they got to be dog-eat-dog, and this last political season was just completely outrageous. I mean, to me, politics has always been like a football game. After the game, you go celebrate and have a beer, you know, with your buddies. And if they're on the losing side, so what? They're still your friends, you know, and some of this just got so crazy. But anyways, God bless you all. I'm really glad that we've been able to do 14 weeks of this show, talking comedy over here. I know Jay's got something else he's going to play here for us. That last bit was very funny, and I really appreciate it because it was in the vein of our old Ain't Brother act. And two guys working together on stage is not easy. And for comics out there, if you have not done community theater, I advise you to go out there and check out some free community theater, get involved, learn how to be able to memorize your lines on stage working with other people. Because if you really want to do this as a business, you'll want to get down to L.A., and if you get in front of somebody that they like you, all of a sudden you're that face they're looking for, you're not going to be totally scared having other people around you on the stage. You'll know what downstage means when they tell you that. So anyways, I guess we're going to play something else now. It's good to go. All right, here we go. Yabba-dabba-doo.
It was a good funeral.
Yes, we give him a good send-off.
Yes.
No man could want more.
No, no.
He was a good man, George. We won't see his like again.
Salt of the earth, yeah. Was George. Yes, he was.
Funny he never married.
Yes. Who?
George.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Not that he never had his chance. Oh, when he was young. Oh, a man like that. Oh, could have had any girl he chose. He was good looking, you know.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Almost too good looking.
Yes. And them big blue eyes.
Yes.
And them dimples.
Yes.
And that schoolgirl complexion of his. Could have had any girl he chose.
Any girl he chose.
Man like that.
Yes.
Funny he never married.
Yes, funny that. Yes.
Still. He had his compensations.
I suppose he did, yes.
Other interests. Mm. Scouting.
He was very keen on scouting.
He liked scouting, yes. Even in his later years, he'd only have to see a troop of scouts go by and his eyes would light up.
Nostalgia, I suppose.
I suppose, yes. Funny he never married.
Yes, funny that, yes.
He was a funny chap in many ways, yes. When you think about it.
He was, Oh, dear.
The way he walked.
Oh, yes.
That was funny.
With his hips, do you
wiggling
remember?
Wiggling his hips.
Yes,
And his voice.
High-pitched, sort of.
Oh, voice, almost to the point of falsetto.
Yes.
Oh, that was funny, yes. He was funny.
He was kind.
But kind?
Oh, very kind.
Kind?
Oh, he was very kind.
Kind?
Oh,
almost too kind, he was. He let himself be taken advantage of.
Yes.
I never knew him turn a stranger away from his door, George. There was always a bed in his house for any waif or stray. Or soldier, or sailor.
Especially sailor.
He liked sailors.
Yes, I never knew him to turn a sailor
never
away.
Did. Never a sailor. Very often they didn't even have to come to him.
Really?
Now he'd go out looking for him, he would. Never spared himself. Funny he never married. Man like that.
He'd have made a good husband.
He'd have made a good husband. There's no going saying that. He could cook.
He could sew.
He could knit.
Yes. He could arrange flowers.
His house was always like a new pin.
Like a shiny new pin,
pin.
It was, yes.
New
was.
Pin.
Yes,
it was.
Yes.
Funny he never married. He was a happy man.
Oh, he was happy.
He was happy. Never happier than when he was dressing up.
Yeah. Theatrical streak, I suppose.
I suppose. How he loved that Mother of Pearl Ames bag of his.
Almost broke his heart, it did, when he left it on the bus. Yeah. Do you remember?
I remember. He loved dressing up.
Yes,
yeah. All in all, it's funny you never married.
Funny? You never married?
The The laughs continue on the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
From 1968, Oscar, that was Marty Feldman and Tim Brooke Taylor with Funny, He Never Married.
Jay, and Funny, You Never Married. But you know what? I found that my smart friends didn't, because they ended up with a lot more money at 63 than I've got. That's the one thing. I'm fortunate enough, after two divorces, I got the cabin, they got the house. You know, that's the way that goes. But, yeah, that was funny. That was good. And it's still topical even today. I mean, that was a good bit. That wasn't dropping any F-bombs or anything like that. And comics starting out, don't go blue. It's easy to go blue. Everybody's done blue before. Don't go blue. Try to think clean, funny. And then after you develop that thought process, then you can go blue. Once you're doing, because what happens is, if you're an opening act, the feature act and the headliner do not want to hear some opening act get up there and start dropping F-bombs. The headliner doesn't want to hear even a feature act do it if it's part of his act. And if the opening act and the middle act, the feature act, got half a brain, they're going to go to that headliner they're working with that week, and they're going to ask them what's acceptable and what is not acceptable to say on stage, especially in the club. I mean, you should know that from the club owner to begin. But then after, from the club owner, you know, you want to talk to the headliner. It's just proper protocol. You know, it's just the thing to do. Don't be rude. So anyways, that's what you want to do. You want to strive to do at least 90 seconds of clean material. Usually these open mics will give you a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes. There's premises that all comics have worked on, whether it's their kids or their pets or whatever it is. Again, you want to be shooting for at least 4 to 6 laughs per minute. If you've found that you can hold a conversation with people and they laugh at the stories you're talking about, the things that have happened to you in your life, that's what you want to get out there and talk about. That's the things that'll hold the audience. Jerry Spencer, the attorney, he also has a book, and he had never lost a case. And in his book, he talks about how his voice and his mannerisms up in front of the jury pretty much hypnotize you and get the results that he desired. So the more that you read on stuff like that, the better off you're going to be. It's going to give you a background of what you want to do on stage. Seinfeld's books or Leno's, they're all good to read. George Burns, George Carlin. Learn from the people that have done it before. As Tony Robbins says, model and mirror. If you want to be successful, model and mirror someone who has been successful. I was lucky enough to have older guys telling me to buy land when I was young here in town. In Vegas, the way it was growing, I purchased property. So I had an acre off of Sunset and Jones, and I had an acre off of Horizon Ridge and Eastern, paying out like maybe a couple $100 a month in payments. You know, and when you're 22, 23 years old, it sounds like a lot of money, and it is, because a lot of people are pissing away that money every month. You know, $50 a month for 20 acres of land is cheap, and guys would drop $50 a night in the dang slot machines, because back in the day in the casinos, Nevadans were the third highest wage earners in America. So anyways, the town was growing. I was fortunate enough to listen to people and made some investments and made some wonderful friends. And the guys out there that do comedy, they'll help you out. Most of them do. I've even heard one fella talked to other comics that were looking for work, actually, and he helped them with a day job. And back in Ohio, I got booked. It's funny. I did an open mic, and Brian Hoffman showed up. And Brian here was this last week. He was just here this last week and doing Red Skelton. And he developed an act doing Red Skelton where he's become very successful at this. The corporate gigs pay strong money when you go in and do a show. Well, Brian was booking us all over Ohio back in, I would say, from 2000 to 2004, before I came out here. And it was a lot of fun traveling around with him. And then he got me a day job. I was delivering auto parts at Claiborne Dodge, where he was in charge of the parts department over there. And we all kind of look out for each other. I mean, I ended up working a comedy club back there, the Funny Stop. I auditioned for the owners at a joint several times, and they were like, hey, this guy, what's he talking? He's moving his lips. What kind of ventriloquist is him? They're from Lebanon. They're very wonderful people, and an interesting story about living in the Middle East. Talk to those guys. But it took the other comics telling them, hey, put Oscar to work. You'll be happy you did. And after they did, I got to where I was emceeing the club 1 week out of every month, and I was filling in the rest of the time whenever they needed me to. And, I mean, I was down there every week. And it helped me find my stage voice and develop my act. And I got to where I got an hour of material. And I can't thank Brian enough. I was saying to him the other day when he come through town, because he's performing down in Kingman and up in Summerlin and over here in Anthem and stuff. He forced me to get on stage once. He said, I mean, I was already getting on stage, but he forced me to stay out there longer. He said, you're going to stay out there for 20 minutes, and you're not getting off. I'm not going to let you get off. You're just going to have to stay there and do it. And that made me stretch and develop my material. And it was a wonderful experience, because I was writing down stuff for years and years, but it forced me to kind of put everything into a 20-minute format. And then when I came out here, and when Crazy Jaybird was doing the Union Plaza show, I figure, you know, like an open mic, he's going to tell you to do 4 or 5 minutes, 5 minutes tops. I mean, he'd never even seen me before. And he says, get up there and do 20 minutes. And I was like, holy shit, who tells you that? Nobody tells you to get up on stage and do 20 minutes. And it was wonderful. It was great. Because when you got 20 minutes, you got time to develop a rapport with the audience. I mean, if you can go 20 minutes, if you can't, you'll be hiding behind the curtains and getting off stage. But a lot of times it takes a couple minutes to develop the rapport with the audience, and once you got it going and they feel comfortable with you, then you can go. Once you got the 5 minutes, you can go to 20 minutes. You can stretch. You can start talking to them like you're just talking to your buddies sitting around a table. And I'm very fortunate in that respect, that I've had people like that here in town and in my life from doing comedy. So for me to help others is easy to do. There's guys that I've introduced to agents here in town, and I know they probably even get more work today than I do, because there's no parts for the old farts. I mean, that's just the way it is. They're looking for a demographic of people usually between like 18 and 35, that type of thing. And I know there's some that'll say, oh, you know, this Oscar's this or that. And then I know there's others that jump right up to defend me, and God bless you guys that have had a relationship with me where you've been to my house and you've been around me and you've seen that it's one for all and all for one, you know. We back each other up, and I'm glad of that. It's nobody can discourage you. They really can't. They can try. Show business has got a lot of egomaniacs, a lot of people with their egos, and the people that go up the ladder fast, if you're not treating people right, they come right back down that ladder equally quick. I mean, it's sad to say, but I've seen people go off the deep end in this business and take a dirt nap. I mean, it's like, come on now, you know, don't be crazy. If nothing else, if you're that depressed, realize you can always call me and I'll talk to you. God loves you. I'm not going to put you on hold like suicide prevention may. So anyways, I want to give a final shout out to some of our advertisers. I think this is really cool that Gangster Headphones, they got a deal over there for you at gangsteraudio.com. You enter the code ROCKLV, ROCKLV for the Rock and Comedy Show. Our producer, Jaybird's been doing a great show for a lot of years now. He's interviewed some wonderful people. Make sure you listen in and keep your ear tuned to the internet radio. You get a real cool pair of Gangster headphones for only $79.99. So get a hold of them over there. We also want to mention Defending the Caveman, the 10th to the 14th. They got a Valentine's Day special for you. And for those people that are listening across the country, a real special shout out to the Funny Stop Comedy Club. I guess the Disgruntled Clowns over there this week. I thank them for the work that I've done with them over the years, and the clown helping me personally and also being a client. Anyways, Defending the Caveman, the 10th to the 14th, Valentine's Day special. Use code VD69 for RadioVegas.rocks. You get two tickets, a bottle of champagne for $69.69, Defending the Caveman. And what hotel's that at? Oh, that's at the D, downtown. Go downtown and check it out. And it's a lot of fun down on Fremont Street. That's good. And I want to give a shout-out to my buddy again, Pete's Wheatgrass. Over there, Dick Talks, great guy. For your health, you want to drink wheatgrass. You want to check it out. They're the most oxygenated liquid you can take. And you want to get that at Las Vegas Athletic Clubs. So anyways, also my buddy Ernie over at Amnesia Salon. Get the hold of them at 6462 Low C Road. Amnesia Salon, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5. Get your color highlights, your hair extensions, manicures and pedicures, Brazilians, and even a manzillion. So ladies, if your old man is as hairy as an ape, get him in there and get him cleaned up for you. Unless you like that. Then, and if you do like it, maybe save his hairs and make a pillow out of it. Anyways, they also got a chiropractor over there to bend you back into shape. That's Amnesia Salon. You go in there looking kind of in the doldrums, forget about it. Amnesia Salon, they'll get you looking like $100. So anyways, shout out to them. Also to Attack Service and More, 3140 South Durango Road. We're over there. Call us at 702-240-8090. If you have any tax problems, over 40 years preparing tax returns here in Las Vegas. We're licensed in the IRS. We're certified by them. CPA Mike Mayer out of Cleveland, Ohio. He owns the business, known him since middle school. He came out here about 7 years ago and said, Oscar, I want to do a business with you. And he bought a company, a tax service and more, and stuck me in the office. And my lovely wife Sandy's over there. Shout out to her for putting up with my dumb ass all these years. God bless her, because I am her goofy, and I love her. She's my goofus. Anyways, I also want to thank Jay Bird over here at Rock Vegas, RadioVegas.rocks. And we're going to play some more comedy. We'll come back out and talk for a few minutes, and we'll wrap up the show. Thank you, thank you.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Is Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got a quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths. All right.
Four fifths.
Four fifths tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got four fifths tequila.
Better make that five.
Five fifths tequila.
Five right. fifths tequila.
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Big and many cinnamon.
I think you're pardon?
Four.
Four.
Four fifths of scotch.
Hello.
So is this Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You listed in the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listed in the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to the taxidermy?
That's impossible.
Well, I'm sorry. It was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
Five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
All right, okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
This, two cases.
Two cases. All right, I've got that down. All right.
Don't sell any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce cans.
You just bring that right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver?
Up in my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park. Right?
Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers, or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two?
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
That's the order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
You can find... I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
Yep. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. In one case, that's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No, I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Let's return to the Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
Funny, funny, funny. Now, who is that?
That was Hudson and Landry.
Okay, Hudson and Landry. There was a Hudson and Skills or something like that. Skiles or something. I don't know. Something like that. I don't know.
It was not.
Skills Davis or something. What was that one routine? I think Eddie Murphy did. Skiles Henderson or what is that? Cheech and Chong something. Skiles! Go down to Bojack's Lounge. So anyways, I want to thank my buddy Mikey at Easy Bail Bonds. He's at 702-445-0886. That's Mikey at Easy Bail Bonds. 702-445-0866. Now remember that, because if you're out partying, you party too hard, you get a hold of Mikey over at Easy Bail Bonds. All right, so I want to invite everybody to go out, check out the Oscar and Bernie YouTube channel. Got over 100 videos over there, different people that we taped over the years, plus our own act. I want to say a shout-out to Mike Zala. The comedy scene, I think, came out to help him a little bit. His apartment upstairs got caught on fire, and they water damaged his place. And he was reaching out to people for some help, and we seemed to gather around and helped him out. And Mike puts on some shows around town. He's a good guy. Man, it's really refreshing because knowing Jay Bird, when I got out here in town, and it was like I was working gigs, and you don't want to really hit too many open mics in Vegas, because it used to be anyways, back in the day, if you did only open mics, you got labeled as an open mic dude. And people wouldn't take you serious, and it would be that much harder to get a paid gig. But what happened was, I found several years ago, is that there are guys like Jay Bird that give you 20 minutes on stage that you can really show what you're able to do. And it leads to paying gigs. And there's a lot of good open mics here in town now that do lead to paying gigs. These guys, they got $50 prize, $25 prize, get a free beer when you walk in the door. You know, different things that are going on like that. And then they got from, like, some of these open mics, they got spots on the strip like what John Hilder's doing. They get you up in front of a legit crowd of people from all over the country, because now you're in a hotel. And you got a chance to make money. Oh, we want to give a shout-out, too. Jeez, I almost forgot. On the strip over at the Trop, the Laugh Factory. They put a lot of people to work over there. And they're a friend of the show, of Jay's work that he does here in town. So we want to thank everybody that does business with Jay Bird. And keep promoting and supporting live comedy. They got a big show coming up at the M this spring. And Jackie the Joke Man is going to be on over there. And you're going to see a lot of entertainment over there. So it's a wonderful thing that's going on here in Vegas now. It used to be in the old days, you know, I'm talking 30 years ago, if you did the open mics, you really had to get out of town after you developed a little bit of an act and get down to L.A. for they could see and get on TV. But now today, there's more going on here in town where people are actually doing stuff here in town and getting booked in other shows. I mean, I had a two-year run at the Sapphire, world's largest gentleman's club, and it was a nice gig. I mean, I was over there in a couple hours a night on Friday and Saturday nights, and they paid the old guy to stand around and entertain people and get to look at the babes. My wife was wonderful, let me go to work. So anyways, I want to thank the Vegas scene. We're going to be back here after tax season. We're going to get back here. We're going to do a little tune-up of the show and get ourselves dialed in a little better. It's been fun doing this. As the time's gone on, I think we've gotten more confident in what we're doing. I stay pretty busy during tax season. I got to go back east and do some work, so I'm going to be busy here. But we're going to fine-tune all of this, and we're going to get back here with the Oscar and Bernie History of Comedy Hour. Thank you, Jay, for all you've done. I guess maybe you'll play something to take us out of here. I appreciate everybody here.